Hello. Hello. And welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. And we're back after 2 weeks. My setup's a little different right now. And it will remain different because I'm changing things up. And hopefully it's all good. Looking at my new screen. Yeah, this is a new setup. I'm using my laptop, so see how this goes. Anyway, let's just go right to the memes, and I will chat with you as we go through them. All right, here we are. Okay, how's everyone doing? Doing well. Hopefully you're doing well. Hopefully the 2 weeks off have been good for you. You probably didn't take 2 weeks off, but I did. All right, so the news that's been going around is apparently Project Veritas caught a man red-handed talking about what he's doing at Pfizer, and the memes, therefore, were aplenty. Pfizer's plan for the enslavement of the human race. Grindr. It'll happen on the app Grindr, apparently. Interesting story. Let's keep going through those memes. Here's the quote from this guy. I'll let you read it yourselves while I make sure everything else on my end is running smoothly. Hello, Ben. Hello. Hello. Hello, Ben and fans of Ben. I always find it fascinating when people refer to me as Ben. It is my name, but it's not what I refer to myself as, and most people don't either. But it is my name, so I can't object to it. Hello. Here. Hello. Please hit that like button if you like the show, because the likes help. I'm trying to crack that algorithm any way I can. And likes help, subscribers help. So if you haven't subscribed yet, I think at least 25% of you don't subscribe. And I don't know why. I don't understand your motivation for not subscribing. Here we go. And this is, if you follow the story, all these will make sense. Can you keep a secret? Yes. He asked that no one tell. Blah, blah, blah. Let's keep going. Pfizer, two or three things at a bar. Project Veritas, catching him to catch a predator. Look it up. If you're like, what is going on? What are you talking about? I want to know more information. I do recommend you look it up. Perhaps I'll even link to something in the description. I haven't yet, but it is a fascinating story. Me trying to impress my date for you, beautiful. Other guys, I mutate dangerous viruses. He was caught red-handed, and when they exposed him, he said, I was lying to impress my date. So everything he said apparently was a lie, according to him. And he was just doing it to impress the date. He was saying they were mutating the virus at Pfizer, and that was a lie to impress the date, as if that would be some impressive information. I'm not sure I understand, but hey, that's what he said. Fired. The way I'm situated right now, my hand is kind of far away from the laptop, but we're doing it anyway. Pfizer pleased to announce their new vaccine, 90% effective against the new virus they created. That's good. Hit the like button. Yes, please. Please hit that like button. It does help. You would be surprised. YouTube's a fickle bitch. Should I say that in the show? I take it back. Fickle application. All right. When you hear someone say people have always died suddenly, fascinating times. Just fascinating. We're going. And sometimes, folks, the memes make themselves. I'm still using my old webcam right here. But I have a nicer camera that I'm intending to use. I just haven't figured out. I tried to figure it out before the show today, but I could not. The new Joycam video is hilarious. Oh, good. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Thanks for those of you who give me the positive feedback about the video. Watched it last week and watched it on the Joy Camp channel. It is a fun one. This guy, he won that tennis tournament recently. And here's his, here's him pulling, pulls a blood clot from his vanquished opponent. Isn't it interesting that his name is Novak? Novak? Who writes this stuff? Meanwhile, and actually Bill Gates was in attendance at the tennis match in which Novak won, which is greatly ironic, beautifully ironic. But he's also watching people blame eggs for recent blood clots. Yes, that is also in the news. Eggs, folks, eggs. Hashtag pied suddenly. As his geoengineering experiment finally blotted out the sun, Karen started to wonder if Bill Gates was really being charitable. Was he? There they are, the Vax Street Boys. Friendly reminder, Super Chats, still available for those of you who are feeling generous. We need internet immunization with digital antibodies built in. Sure, Satan, let's get you back to hell. You don't have to super chat. Just give me that like. Give me that subscription. Put me in your subscriptions. And I'll be very grateful. Ah, what a hero. Millions of lives saved by a person wearing mask while walking alone on the sidewalk. Some heroes don't wear capes. They wear masks. Like all good citizens. Here's the official 2023 engagement ring. Very good, very good. Rich people flexing their wealth. 2020 was toilet paper. And then it was crypto. And then it was gas. Now it's eggs. Hey, Karen B., thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Cheers, Benny. Been sub for a while and appreciate you. I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. Another expression of wealth. Over the years, summarized wealth in 2019, wealth in 2020. 2021, it was wood. And 2023, of course, eggs. We're doing great. We're in it. We're in it. We're deep in the show now. World Economic Forum attendees discuss how to make eggs even more expensive. Good, good, good. Glad to see they're working hard. Meanwhile, local hen surpasses Elon Musk in net worth. Getting ready. All right. Here's a lovely photo of one of the greatest actors of all time sitting right next to Leonardo DiCaprio. And here's the last thing you see before him being hunted for sport on a private island. Hey, Quixote, salutations from 7B. Thank you so much. Do appreciate that. Here's Prince Harry. When I was a child, my father grabbed my nose, then pulled away with his thumb between his fingers, saying, "I've got your nose." I thought I'd been badly disfigured. The torment I suffered haunts me to this day. Poor guy. He's had a rough life. Here's your face when you find out recess is canceled because a bunch of men in dresses are coming to read you stories. These are good. I hope they're good. I search far and wide to bring you the best memes every week. I really do. I work hard to get good memes. They're not all good, but I find the best ones for this show. Here's me spiking the punch backstage at the drag queen show. There's my toddler crying in the background. Drag races in the 1960s and drag races in 2023. It's rarely quiet in a house where there's a two-year-old and a nine-month-old both present most of the time. Approximately 40 years ago, Tom Jones wrote a song called She's a Lady, despite the fact he is not a biologist. How did he do it? Has that song been fact-checked? '90, the world's fattest man, and 2023, just some guy at Walmart. And it's true. That's a fact. I don't think I've ever been inside of a Walmart where I didn't see that guy. Or several of that guy. And guys and girls as well. Here's Netflix's forthcoming reimagining of Titanic. Obviously, it's about time, I'd say. Yep, all right, you get it. Let's keep going. Al Gore again warns the Earth will not make it past the year 2012. These are great memes. Oh, thank you so much. Hey, if you like these memes, you can sign up for the meme mailing list. Link in the description below. I send you a zip folder tomorrow morning full of all of tonight's memes for you to enjoy, peruse, and perhaps share on your various social media platforms. Yep. Hey, look, it's the official Jeffrey Epstein pedophile arrest counter. Bombastic memes. Ooh, good word. Good word, good word. Good word! The only true secure document in DC is obviously Epstein's client list. We're doing great. We're on a roll. We're having fun. I have a new setup. You can't really tell. You can see it's a little different from your point of view. From my point of view, the whole room is different. And it's I'm adjusting in real time with an audience. That's how we do. I'm so old. I remember when there were white people on TV commercials. On TV commercials, in TV commercials. Let's keep going. Here's visiting Los Angeles in 2023 starter pack. Downtown Walk of Fame, fabulous Beverly Hills, Venice Beach, Santa Monica Pier, Hollywood Boulevard, and of course Grand Park. Feeling great. I love LA. I'm not gonna lie though, I got California roots. I'm most of my life in Los Angeles. And I do kind of miss it. This is a long winter here in North Idaho. It's 17 degrees outside right now. The sun is down already. It's been sunless for like 3 months. I'm missing California now more than I have in the previous few years I've been up here. Just saying, just being honest. Moving on. The year is 2042. My electric car won't start because I used the wrong pronoun yesterday. No air conditioner in my 50-square-foot apartment because I reached my monthly allotment of farts. But I think they are adding grub worms to my Cricut paste, though that's a bonus, I suppose. B- Biden claps in amazement after FBI agent pulls classified document from behind his ear. I don't necessarily want to move south. I don't want to go back to, I don't want to move back to California. I do miss it, but I want to move there. I wouldn't mind, you know, having maybe like a few weeks out of the winter spending it somewhere else. You need to get out of your own private, I do. I need to get out of the house more. Moving on. I'd like a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries. Sir, this is a car wash. I have something really fun to share in a second here. Hopefully you'll like. Steal this look. She used two different shower curtains and a bag for an department store. Get some of those chickens going. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to get chickens going. Having two kids at the ages that they're at is proving to be quite demanding. Here's politicians, Ukraine, your money, and you. Lucky Charms unveils new Ukrainian flag marshmallow. Good. Good, good, good. Here's one of Picasso's other famous paintings. It's called Tax Season. It's the facial expressions that really sell this meme. Hey, survival tip. If lost in the woods, build a shelter, then the tax collector will be there shortly. Oh, man. There it is. Anyone criticizes communism, 20-somethings with degrees, just angered swinging. Let's keep making fun of communism for a second. Communists, when they find out the hammer and sickle represent labor. Oh, yeah. We're doing it. Friend, dude, you were right. The government was lying about, insert topic. What else are they lying about? Follow me this way. Oh, if only more of our friends actually did come to us saying things and asking us those questions. Am I right? Conspiracy theorists. I did some research. I was blown away by the evidence. What's the evidence? I need this meme in my life at all times. Well, good. Lucky for you. You can sign up for the meme mailing list, and then you can own it forever, theoretically, as long as you have hard drives that don't break, and maybe you can print it out, frame it. What am I talking about? Crimes against humanity, medical industrial complex being held back by the corporate media, the crimes, that is. So, what are the kids into these days? Glorified mental illness. There's my toddler. Making noise again. And baby. Hey, they're both making noise. Great. Great. All right. Doctor, she's been saying disturbing things. Well, has she been exposed to any public education? Man, oh man. Remember privacy? I do. Okay. ancient alien deniers. Explain this. Invest in Jim Bob. His earlier volumes going for $1,000 on eBay. I have volumes 3 and 4. Who wants to give me volumes 1 and 2? Who out there? P.O. Box 191, Athol, Idaho, 83801. I'm looking for volumes 1 and 2. I have 3 and 4. Thank you, Rusty Shackelford. Moving on. Oh, man. I didn't make the meme. Just sharing it. Woman climbs Mount Everest to prove vegans aren't weak, dies. At least she died doing what she loved, telling everyone she was vegan. I'm not... Look, it's just... It's not funny that she's died. It's just a... It's a meme that's funny. All right, moving on. I don't want to offend anybody. Okay. Why am I showing you a picture of the YouTube Shorts PNG logo for the shorts? Well... I am, as I've been talking about for several weeks now, I am doing content, more content than just a meme show moving forward. In fact, I'll be releasing videos weekly, multiple videos weekly, one long form, and I'm intending three short forms every week. I'm going to give you a little sampler platter, teaser of what I'm doing, but... You'll see, a lot of this is coming straight from my Parhesia Q&As, my workshops. I was encouraged to put this together, and I've enjoyed the process, and I hope you do too. Speaking of Parhesia, we're starting February this week, and that means there are spots available if you want to join the discussion. Here's a quick peek at what goes down in there, featuring yours truly, and I'll let the rest speak for itself.
I'm trying to look at my life with a new frame, a new lens of it's my fault. Where I'm at in my life, every situation, all my growth or lack thereof, it's because of me. It's because of my thoughts. I'm trying that on like a new pair of pants and seeing how it feels. And it's actually really empowering because it's taking any blame or excuses on circumstances or people or events or history and reframing it. Like that's all opportunities for me. All of it's an opportunity. And it's really been helping me get my mind right. Absolutely taking responsibility for every single thing. And that includes the rabbit hole. I realized in myself that I was blaming things I was learning because I was going down the rabbit hole on my lack of growth. My lack of growth was because I saw that the government was up to no good. It's the government's fault. It's the Illuminati's fault. It's television's fault. It's the media's fault. My lack of growth is not because of the media. My lack of growth is not because of the government. My lack of growth is because of my thoughts and my actions. And that's something that's really been a game changer for me.
There you have it. And I'll be releasing, I think, three of those a week, like I just said. And it's not just going to be snippets from the class. That's what I'm starting with. And let's see what happens. I'm committing to content creation and really putting myself out there every week. So stay tuned for more. And don't worry, the meme show is sticking around, not going anywhere. If you want to join the class, if you want to be a client, I do one-on-one coaching. Sign up to talk with me, clicking the link below. And you can also click the link to see if the Parhesia course in the discussion group is the right fit for you. Anyway, let's get back to the memes. I don't want to waste any more of your time, but I had to promote that. Keep an eye on the channel. There will be a video posted 5 days a week from now on. Moving on. All right. Here's the sub dog. Not much. What's up with you, dog? The mic's still on. Still sounding good? All right. Titanic is now 25 years old, and so Leonardo DiCaprio is no longer interested in it. Obviously. Here's my mom and my perfectly valid argument. Just destroyed by her comeback. I carried you for 9 months. Yeah, that was just a sample. I see some of your comments. I appreciate some of the feedback there. Yeah, tune in for more. I got lots to share. The long forms will be on, I'm aiming for Wednesday. The shorts will be out Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And of course, the meme show is on Monday. So 5 days a week. You got content coming at you. Let's do this. I'm ready. Uh-oh, this house looks like an unexpected visitor went in the back door. Sorry to interrupt your scrolling with the truth. Disgusting. Disgusting. Whoa. Hey, happy 6 months. Bro, I'm disposable. There's the hot sauce and me eating food that's just fine the way it is. I know some people probably relate to this meme. Kevin was starting to think that maybe his mom wasn't coming back. Poor Kevin. She was so nasty for this. There's Ella and Lily. This one makes me laugh. Just read it yourselves. Me reading it is not going to make it funnier. It's just funny. I think it's funny. Clever, Ella. Clever. Very clever. All right. Your brain. Hey, it'll only be a tiny fart. Nobody's gonna hear it. Your butt. Oh, come on. Every meme show, every comedy, you know, fart jokes are a part of comedy. It's like its own subgenre. All right, moving on. Andy Reid looks like the guy who wiggles his fingers in front of a box of donuts and says, "Don't mind if I do." didn't get the notification. Oh yeah, so thanks for saying that, because if you hit the bell, which is somewhere in the vicinity of this screen, you can get notified whenever I post a video. I don't know if they notify you for shorts. They do for long form, which is on Wednesdays. It's 2023 and I still can't get over Paris Hilton kissing this woman's belly thinking she was pregnant. Very funny. This is the hat you buy to let everyone know you're in your late 30s and have been to every brewery in town more than once. I used to wear a hat like that. That was like my go-to hat when I was in high school. That was like my high school hat. Truth. Scientists have made a bracelet that converts stress into electricity. Me. If lifted Dodge Ram trucks were a person, Okay, hear me out. NASCAR, but all the drivers are wasted. That'd be fun. Be fun for about 2 minutes. Okay, Cookie Monster has forward-facing eyes mounted high upon his head. This suggests Cookie Monster is a submerged ambush predator. Just something to think about. Here's hi in English, and of course, hi in Mandarin. We're there. Napoleon, Napoleon, Bonaparte, bone together. Hey, when you're sad, just look how happy this man is with his onion. That's a big onion. That's a huge onion. Speaking of onions, red onions are clearly purple. Moving on. I'm telling you for the last time, I don't want any Frosted Flakes, but they're great. Here's guacamole right after you make it, and by the time your guests arrive. Well, who is she? Who is that? I woke up with important centaur questions in my mind. Would a centaur big spoon like this or like this? One may never know. Man, I can't believe Mexico is leaving the EU. Wow. Wow. Whoa. Wow. Okay, don't claim to be a fan of hip hop if you don't know who this is. By replacing your morning coffee with green tea, you can lose up to 87% of what little joy you still have left in your life. Oh, thank you, Bobbery Bob. Thank you so much for the Super Chat. Super Chats are still available. Super Chats are available for the entire length of the video. How about that? How cool is that? You still have the option. Until this is over, you can send a Super Chat. Thank you so much, Bob, for reminding everyone of the of their option that they're, that is available. I post more memes and selfies because I rather see y'all smiling than falling in love. we're almost there, folks. Almost there. Here's the soul-crushing weight of living in a totalitarian clown world. And me and the memes. Ah, the memes. The memes. I do like coffee, it's true. Very much, actually. Very, very much. A little too much, perhaps. And finally, when everyone asks why you have thousands of memes saved to your camera roll, I am a librarian. Also, a historian. Hey, Christine. Hey, Margie. Thank you so much for the back-to-back super chats. Listen. Listen. There's going to be a short premiering on my channel tomorrow, a long-form video on Wednesday. And then more shorts on Thursday and Friday. And then the meme show once again. In between that, there's a Saturday in which I get together with a bunch of people who've signed up for Parhesia. And we discuss things related to Parhesia. If you are interested in joining that discussion slash Q&A slash workshop, click the link below to talk with me if you want to see if it's a good fit or just sign right up. There's no barrier for entry other than you just clicking that button to purchase and saying, I'm in and I want you in. Or you can talk to me. I'm also offering one-on-one coaching because I want to help you be undeniable. Yes, I think you can flourish and thrive in this clown world, even if it is pretty clowny. So I want to help you reach your potential, and I want to offer you more free value with my content. And I'm so happy that you're all here every week. It really is an honor to do this and to serve you. And I hope I get to know you when you sign up for Parhesia. Click the link below. I'll be giving a special discount to those of you on my mailing list. Make sure you're on the mailing list for tomorrow, and I'll be giving you a nice February discount if you are interested in such things. All right, that's it. No JoyCam video this week because I showed you the short and I showed that little funny Biden movie meme in the beginning. And that's it. I'm having a great time. Hope you are too. And I'll see you tomorrow for the first of infinite amount of shorts. And Wednesday, another video, Thursday, Friday. And if you're in the discussion group, I'll see you Saturday. And if you're not in the discussion group and you want to be in the discussion group, you can sign up and then I'll see you Saturday as well. For everyone else, I'll see you when I see you. All right, much love, everybody. Talk to you soon. And I will see you all, I guess very soon, like you just said. Bye.